Dr. Penske dictating a case review on February 14 on a male named Matthew Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. On 10-18-17, Matthew Kelly was seen at Albany Medical Center emergency room. He complained of left ankle pain, status post-twisting his ankle at work 2.5 hours ago. Brady described catching his foot underneath a piece of steel, and when he tried to move his foot, he twisted his ankle. He denied any other injuries. He was evaluated, including x-rays of the foot and ankle to be inserted here. He then was treated and released with a diagnosis of ankle sprain that was mild. New paragraph. On 10-24-17, he was seen by Dr. Rosas, R-O-S-A-S. Repeat x-rays of the left ankle were done in the office. They showed no obvious fractures in the foot or ankle. He has good alignment of his transmedial tarsal joints. He was given a diagnostic assessment of left foot crush injury. He placed Mr. Kelly in a post-op shoe, and he was to continue weight-bearing as tolerated. However, he was unable to work. He saw Dr. Rosas again on 11-15-17 when he diagnosed left foot crush injury with midfoot contusion. He wanted the claimant to wean out of his post-op shoe to a regular shoe as tolerated. Was also advised he participate in physical therapy. He was seen frequently by this provider running into 2021, and put this in bold. I will summarize that course of treatment shortly. New paragraph on 12-6-17, Mr. Kelly was seen orthopedically by Dr. Petroski, P-E-T-R-O-S-K-I, His assessment was left foot crush injury, for which he recommended physical therapy. He also ordered an MRI. A left ankle and foot MRI was done on 2-26-18 to be inserted. He returned to Dr. Petroski on 2-14-18. And again on 3-21-18, at the lateral visit, the results of his MRI were reviewed. He opined Mr. Kelly was able to work with no prolonged walking or standing and no vertical ladders. He advised the MRI showed a split tear of the peroneus brevis tendon, likely causally related to the injury of record. Cortisone injection should be tried first, but if not beneficial, peroneal tendon tenolysis surgery would be medically necessary. On 6-1-18, Dr. Rosas performed surgery to be inserted here. New paragraph on 9-7-18, Mr. Kelly returned to Dr. Petroski, who noted the interim surgery. He concluded no further physical therapy was medically necessary or reasonable at that juncture. A home exercise program was recommended with reevaluation in 3 months. There was no objective evidence to indicate the need for diagnostic testing, household help, durable medical equipment, or special transportation. On 10-9-18, Dr. Petroski performed another evaluation. period. He concluded a work hardening program was not necessary, but a functional capacity evaluation was reasonable. Period. Mid-paragraph on 10-18-18, Mr. Kelly was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y. Period. He learned Mr. Kelly had surgery on his left foot in June and restarted physical therapy in August, but it was discontinued shortly after because of his pain. Period. He felt he was not yet ready to go back to work. Period. Exam found guarded and painful resistant eversion. Period. A diagnosis of peroneal tendonitis of the left leg and crushing injury to the left foot were rendered. Period. He strongly recommended custom orthotics as well as prefabricated arch supports. Period. He returned on 12-26-18 when they reviewed the results of his MRI. Period. Dr. Hardy suggested a pain management consultation as well as further physical therapy. Period. New paragraph on 11-6-18, MRI of the left foot was done and compared to the study of 2-26-18. Period. On 1-23-19, Dr. Petrosky performed another orthopedic evaluation. Period. He again thought restrictions on work activities were necessary. Period. On 8-8-19, Mr. Kelly was seen by Dr. Lentini, L-E-N-T-I-N-I. Period. He noted the claimant's course of treatment, including pain management care from Dr. Parikh, P-A-R-I-K-H. Period. He related injections and medication do a great deal to alleviate the pain, but it is only temporary. Period. Dr. Lentini thought Mr. Kelly had peroneal tendonitis of the left foot, as well as neuritis caused by a crush injury to the intermediate dorsal cutaneous nerve of the left foot, specifically the crush injury at the fourth metatarsal cuneiform base of the fifth metatarsal cuboid area. Period. He recommended further treatment, including an MRI of the left foot, as well as electrodiagnostic testing. Period. He had a note issued by a physician assistant named Mr. Kozak, K-O-Z-A-K, on 11-14-19. He wrote Mr. Kelly could return to work light duty with no prolonged standing of over 1 hour without a break. Period orthopedic follow-up was scheduled for 11-28-19. Period. He underwent a commercial driver's license evaluation on 11-14-19, at which time Mr. Kelly admitted to having a peroneus brevis tear of the left ankle, surgically corrected on 10-15-17. Period. He had limited range of motion and strength and was being managed by orthopedics. Period follow-up was scheduled for 11-18-19. Period. clinical exam, found abnormalities of the lower extremities, period. Mr. Kozak wrote he could perform restricted activities. With the restrictions as noted above, period. The form utilized for this evaluation mirrors that of a commercial driver's license examination, period. However, it states, quote, non-DOT fitness determination, period, end quote. New paragraph on 225.20, Dr. Lentini reevaluated Mr. Kelly, period. Several statements within that report will be inserted as marked, including physical exam, period. He wrote that his altered gait is causing discomfort present in the right foot, period. New paragraph, returning back to the progress notes of Dr. Rosas from 12/13/17 onward, period. The last doctor's report from Dr. Rosas was 10/19/21, period. However, Dr. Parikh, P-A-R-I-K-H, saw him on 9/29/21 and performed radio frequency neurotomy to the right sural nerve. The diagnosis was chronic right foot osteoarthritis with sural neuropathy. Period. Of note, the original injury involved his left foot. Period. He also codified that Mr. Kelly underwent rhizotomy therapy last in March 2021 to the right side with greater than 50% benefit for the first 4 months. Period. However, he started to report recurrence of pain. Period. He was advised not to be a candidate for a repeat procedure until 6 months elapsed from the previous treatment. Period. In any case, Dr. Rosas has completed doctor's report of MMI / permanent impairment from 10/19/21, indicated the claimant had reached maximum medical improvement and did have permanent impairment to the left foot, period. He did not specify clinical findings about the left foot on this form, period. However, he did check off what the applicable limitations would be, period. At Dr. Parikh's exam on 7/6/21, left tibialis anterior strength was 5/5 with normal muscle tone, period. The left leg had normal alignment, comma, no deformity, comma, no tenderness, comma, no warmth, comma, and no masses. Period. On the right leg, there was tense tone to the right tibialis anterior. Period. There was no description as to his gait or whether he used any assistive devices to accomplish it. Period. In point of fact, on 6/22/21, Dr. Parikh performed radiofrequency neurotomy to the left sural nerve, although then indicated the diagnosis was chronic right foot osteoarthritis with sural neuropathy, period. He had been seen by Dr. Parikh on 1/22/21 and follow-up for chronic and refractory right leg pain secondary to osteoarthritis, period. indeed saw Dr. Parikh and Dr. Rosas earlier for right ankle joint arthritis pain. As early as 12/16/19, if not before. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. I will perform a permanency assessment relative to his left foot from the incident of 10/18/17. Period. This is for his crush injury with split thickness peroneal brevis tear treated surgically. Period. And that will be the end.